Mountain West Conference Player of the Week for Volleyball as the Cowgirls went 3-0, including an upset over 15th-ranked Colorado. Sophomore Jackie McBride joining us here on the program. Jackie, it certainly is a pleasure to visit with you. How are you two doing today? Are you there? Did we lose it?
Yes, so.
Hey, sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Did Harry put the phone on mute or something?
Harry did put the phone on mute.
Operator error. Blame it on Harry. Throw him under the bus.
It's not like we're live or anything, right?
No, not at all. And see, the thing is, I'd give him a hard time because he's an Oklahoma State graduate, but I'm also an Oklahoma State graduate, so that's kind of giving us both a bad name.
Oh,
and
no,
both of them have been known to have operator errors.
How are you doing today, Jackie?
I'm doing very well. How are you all doing?
We're doing all right. So first and foremost, I want to ask you, Coach Callahan's goatee, yay or nay?
I'm going to have to go with a big yay on that, you know. Got to keep it consistent. We went 3-0, and I think that's all due to the goatee.
Now, is that just like is that colored in that color, like that platinum gray, or is that actual gray? I'm just curious.
I don't know. I don't keep up with his dying.
Are you asking her if he dyes his or his goatee?
I'm curious because it's a weird color.
Why would you choose to go with that
it's
color?
It's very white, but it's pristine. It's all solid white. Looks good. So.
All right, I won't go too much. It won't go too personal into that as we talked to Jackie McBride. Obviously, it was a great start for you guys. I mean, what went well for you? I mean, everything, but, you know, you guys played some tough teams, including Colorado. What went well for you guys last weekend?
I think our offense, you know, we really showed our capabilities of being able to put the ball down and score some points. We outscored Colorado by quite a bit. And then I think our blocking has really stepped up this last weekend just from our exhibition match at UNC. So those two things really helped us get some leverage above our opponents.
The Colorado match, you guys came out, won the first two sets, dropped the next two and rallied to win the fifth. What did you learn about yourself or that your team in that match?
Definitely, we were just trying to keep it interesting for the fans, so that was the reason we did that. I think it shows that we can't step off the gas, you know. I don't think this team has been in that situation a lot, you know, going up against a team like Colorado and going up 2-0. That's a new situation for us, and hopefully, I mean, I hope it keeps happening, but we just got to keep showing maturity and powering through that. Luckily, we were able to do that, but I think it's a good lesson, and we were all able to learn from that.
You were able to, the 11 offensive points that you guys had in that set, fifth of decisive set, you were responsible for five of them. Was that just right place, right time, or did you kind of take it upon yourself to say, hey, I got to go out and make plays here?
Well, Coach subbed me in. We started our rotation with me in left front, so that gives me three opportunities in the front row to get some points. So I was in the right place at the right time, but our setters just did a really good job. We knew we had some strength against CU. We're stronger in the middle than they are, and we really just honed that and really put it to them.
I've always been curious, and this may seem like it's coming out of left field, but I, you know, not totally up on volleyball. Do you guys like have set plays determining where the ball goes? Like if the serve goes here, this is what we're going to do with it, or is it just all reactionary because the ball is coming at you so fast?
It depends. If the pass quality is really high, we will usually run plays. So our setter, before the ball is even served, will flash us like a hand motion, a signal, and that'll let us know what we're hitting. And then also we have free ball plays. So if the team ends up not being able to get an arm on the ball and just free balling it over to us, we'll call out a play and then run something off of that.
What was it like playing in the Arena Auditorium, and how much different is it playing in that big of a venue as opposed to the Uniwayo?
It was a really good experience. I really enjoyed it. Luckily, we were able to get into the gym and get some days of practice just with the different lighting. And like you said, it's a bigger gym, so there's not as close of a backdrop. So when you are serve receiving, you don't have, you know, the white walls of the Uniwayo. But because we were able to practice in there, I think everyone was just really excited. We knew that we'd be drawing a big fan base, and we did. I think for the Colorado game, we had about 2,800 fans, which is really awesome. And I think it really just helped us out. You know, we had a lot of energy from the crowd. And we're looking forward to packing all those fans in the Unawhile in future games, too.
Yeah, imagine one of the benefits of playing in the AA is you don't have to react to any balls off the ceiling.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah, I know, because it's way up there.
2,800, that's more than double what could have gotten the Unawhile. So, I mean, it was a good thing you guys had it at the AA.
Yes, I know. It was a very good decision by marketing. It was way fun. I hope we get to do that in the future.
Talking to Jackie McBride, she is the Mountain West Conference Player of the Week for volleyball. Was that your first? I mean, last year you earned all Mountain West honors as a redshirt freshman, Jackie. Did you earn any weekly honors? Is this your first one?
This is my first one for the weekly honors.
So what, you know, when you see the news come across, you know, does it feel like an individual award, or does it feel like a team award when that sort of thing happens?
Definitely a team award. I mean, we're nothing without the setters, especially middles, and passing too. You know, like I was saying in the fifth set, without those good passes and the setters really forcing our middles, we wouldn't even have the opportunity to get up and swing at the ball. So definitely a team effort on this. I'm excited for everyone.
You guys got to go to Europe over the summer and spend it was a 12-day trip, I believe.
Yes.
What was that like to go, you know, overseas and play and to just see some of the things that you saw?
It was a very new experience for everyone, and it was way cool because we got to see so many sights and stuff, but then we kind of talked about we get off the bus, head into the gym, and then flip the light switch, and it was time to go. It was very different, you know. Pre-game here at Wyoming, we're here hours before the game getting a meal in, and you know, we get a serve and pass, a quick practice in before, so the European experience was just way, way different, and I think it got everyone out of their comfort zones. I mean, we had the freshmen come in they haven't even been on campus yet, and we're headed to Europe with them, and then also just the upperclassmen being in such a new situation. I think that really gave everyone an opportunity to grow and create some chemistry for this upcoming season.
Outside of the volleyball, what was the best non-volleyball part of the trip?
Ooh, tough one. We went to Lake Bled in Slovenia, which was very, very fun, and we were swimming around and, you know, jumping off the docks, and we just spent, like, the whole day there, and it was just really, really beautiful and nothing like I'd ever seen before, so I really enjoyed that.
Did you say Lake Bled?
Bled. Yeah,
okay.
Not blood.
Okay, I was confused for a second. That was
on
like
the radio. I kind of need to overpronounce it.
No, that's totally cool. I've also been told that the gelato stops were very popular. Who led the team in gelato eaten consumption?
Chad definitely did.
Who's that? Chad
slaughtered multiple gelatos a day. He gulped them down. Pre-game, post-game, everything.
You mentioned that, you know, it gave you an opportunity to build chemistry, and I also imagine it gave, you know, the freshmen an opportunity to just kind of get, you know, some experience under their belts at the college level and get used to what you guys were doing. I mean, did you, coming into, once you guys started fall practice, leading into the season, did it seem like, you know, things were different than in the past 2 years you were there at UW?
Yeah, absolutely. I think because we not only did we have the 12 days in Europe with the freshmen, but we had 10 days prior to that to train with them. So we had almost an entire month on what we've had the opportunity to get in years past. And I think that was an opportunity for them to get the nerves out. I mean, even though you're playing with your team, your first practice in the fall, a lot of times, you know, I remember when I was a freshman, I was shaking. I was like, everything's going so quick and I don't know these girls very well. So I think just being able to build some friendships off the court really put us ahead quite a bit.
You have your first road trip. Well, you know, you went to Europe for crying out loud, but your first regular season road trip where you go to Portland to face Portland, LIU, Brooklyn, and I believe Montana State. Any early indications on what the competition will be like on this road swing this weekend?
Tough teams. They run some quick tempos, but we're able to scout them this weekend. Hopefully just fine-tune some of the skills that we struggled with over the weekend. We've really been working on serve receive and serving. So they're going to be tough opponents, definitely going to compare to Colorado. So we're hoping to just keep putting into them and playing our best volleyball.
Jackie, thank you so much for having some fun with us and being a good sport. We appreciate the time, and best of luck this week, and hopefully we can talk again. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye. There you go, Jackie McBride.